Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. Merry Christmas, they say. What's going on, guys? Welcome to your Chelsea Card Voice Note Review. Chelsea losing 2-1 at Molineux. Never a happy stomping ground, but this one hurts quite a lot. An incredibly poor performance by Chelsea. Raheem Sterling skewing a chance and an opportunity for us to take the lead in, like I said, a very unhappy stomping ground for us. And the team itself just slow, not in the mood, just I don't know how to describe it. Just wasn't something which I don't think any of us expected. I mean, the result, obviously we said was going to be tough, but, you know, the performance was non-existent. Pochettino substitutions as well, interesting. Somehow, you know, Nico Jackson and Sterling last as long as they did. Consolation for Nicholson Cooke on his Premier League debut. I guess it's an unscathed, hopefully, of things to come. But overall, it just was not something we expected, something that was needed, and something which benefits now we're facing even more of a problem heading into January. So, yeah, I'm going to do my Christmas shopping. I'm going to hand you over to the boys. See you guys after Christmas. Ta-da.
Well, Louis out in a hurricane. I don't know if you heard most of what he said there, but I'm absolutely seething, everyone. I'm absolutely seething at that performance, and I'm absolutely seething about one man who I think most people will be absolutely seething about, and that is Raheem Sterling. I thought he was really quite good for that opening half an hour, but that opportunity there, when you've dispossessed, I can't even remember who the player was, and you've then got a 3-on-0, you have to, well, 3-on-1, 3-on-the-keeper, you have to pass that across to Palmer, who has an open goal, and he doesn't pass it, and he goes for the shot himself. I don't know if that's, we've spoken about it in the pod before, about his decision-making. I don't know if that's poor decision-making, or if that is just sheer arrogance that I want the goal here. I don't know, but that was awful, and it just went from that was the defining moment of the game, really. It then went from just terrible after that, and I'm so angry at him. And I know I'm not going to be the only one. Awful, awful from him. He's now banned, obviously, against Crystal Palace, which might not be a bad thing, as is Palmer, which is a bad thing. But Nkunku came on and scored, as Louis said. Hopefully, he can keep that up and hopefully start against Crystal Palace in the week. Not good at all. But Raheem Sterling, for me, that is an absolute disgrace. But yes, Merry Christmas, everyone. Hope it doesn't ruin it for you.
Well, they've tried to ruin Christmas. They're not gonna try and ruin the spirit. Let's head up and expect some more losses on the way. I'm quite sick of it. And I'm not gonna lie. I don't know if Poch knows what he's doing. If I'm honest, I want to kind of focus on that because we had a lovely end to Wednesday evening, didn't we, against Newcastle with Mudryk popping up, being the hero, being a threat, getting a goal, dispatch of his pen. And we all said, I thought that Brozier and Jackson stank the gaff out on Wednesday. Yet they started in a two up top, which we've never started before, over a high confidence Mudryk and an Nkunku that's now playing against Newcastle looked fine. You could have played him for 50, 60 minutes, gets goals. I mean, he even showed today he gets goals. He ended up scoring, everyone cleared off the line. What was the logic there? What was the logic there? What was the logic with playing? I mean, poor Ugochukwu, I felt sorry for, because we know Gallagher runs around at 120 miles an hour, but you're left on your own in midfield the entire time. The amount of set pieces we look so vulnerable on, that's straight from training ground. Errors riddled in our game defensively. Badiashile's had about 4 assists in the last 5 games, but they're all for the opposition. Thiago's been slipping on the ball quite a bit recently. Like, you know, if we get carved open by some good football, I'm kind of happy to concede it in a way. You know, not happy to concede, but you understand it. We concede the same goals. Errors and set pieces. And that's complacency. That's something the manager has to instill in terms of a ruthlessness to make sure people have to be on their game and can't be making those errors, or they will be taken out and other people will be played. That's not present. The fact, like I said, you can stink the gaff out while another person shines off the bench, and there's no incentive to play well as a sub, because you won't start the next game. People who stank it up will. I can't understand a lot of it. And he's not the issue. There are multiple issues, whether that's in terms of the ownership in their recruitment, the players, in the fact that they're not always up for games, though I think some of that does stem from the manager, because you've got to make sure that it's instilled in them. They know they need to show up or they won't be playing. And their lack of finishing, that's frustrating. But I actually do think Poch is a bit clueless. Like we spoke about the other day, I mean, luckily we saw Malagusta at right back for a bit. And then when we're chasing the game, we take Malagusta off to move Disasi back to right back. Make that make sense. Gusto was overlapping and we decided to put the 6'4" guy at right back. I don't get it. Chile earlier in the season at wing when you have Modric there. I don't really get it. I don't really know what he's trying to do. At this point, if I'm honest, if we're going to be mid-table, I'd rather be mid-table with Jose than mid-table with Potter or Poch. I would. At least we'd feel something. We'd feel a bit more of a remnant of our club. And also, this last watch is the team selections. I go into every game, or not every game, but some games, I think, you know what, I think we're going to win. Like all week, I think, oh, you know what, we'll actually do something here. And then I see the team. Then I see the team. And I think, oh, actually, no, we won't now. Why? I get it when he's had injuries, etc. But like, you had better players available today, and he didn't play them. It's bizarre.